So, the title of the sermon is Brother Knows Too. And the point of the sermon is this. When you treat other people poorly, they know it. You may not realize that they know it. And when you're treating them poorly, you may not care. But they do know it. And they don't forget it. And neither does God. We're supposed to think before we do things, whether it's to speak, to become angry and yell, to act. And yet, how many of us, and how much of this do we see in our world today, where people don't have any regard at all? They just open their mouths, bleh, and let whatever come out. Whatever ugliness. Somebody makes you mad and bleh, just ugliness comes out. Now, yes, it's always been this way to a certain extent. But I think most of you would agree that the last couple of years, it's gotten worse. A lot worse. We don't respect each other anymore. We don't honor each other anymore. Do we even use that word? We don't listen at all. I was watching a television program yesterday. It was actually a children's educational program. I learn more sometimes from them than I do from adult television. And on this program, it said that if a person says 100 words to you, you will actually only take in 15. Now, you may be able to recite 30-35, but to actually listen to what the person is saying, you will only listen to 15 words out of 100. What happens if you only say 4 words? They won't hear you at all. Or, if somebody says to you, I love you much, the only thing the other person hears is I, or you. How much do we hear today? It's all about you. It's all about me. A lot of this scripture reading is on that very subject. It is not all about you. And it's not all about me. It's all about us. And it's all about us treating each other as family. When you treat someone else badly, in Carrollton, everybody knows. It's not just the person you treated badly, it's everybody. When you do something nice for someone, not so many people find out. Now, how does that work? Somehow we're expected to do the right thing, the good thing, the honorable thing, the sweet thing, the nice thing. And so we don't get praised when we do anything good, but boy, we sure get talked about when we do something bad. James talks about if you harm your brother or sister, you're not only harming your brother or sister, you're harming the whole community. And I think that's still true today. When we have a terrible tragedy that happens, we're all harmed by it. We're all upset by it. If we have a young person die, it breaks all of our hearts. Even if we didn't necessarily know that young person well, it still breaks our hearts. It's our community. If we have a young man that's in the hospital critically ill and we don't know how things are going to come out, we don't care. We want to pray. I hope. Because if not, then we're not doing what Scripture and what Christ says. Ran into this not too terribly long ago. Was talking about folks that were in need of prayer and that kind of thing. And came up, there was one that needed prayer, but the news wasn't terrible, awful. And the person on the other end of the phone said, well, I don't know them, so I don't care. Who else we got? Somebody's son is in need, they just diagnosed the person with cancer, and there's just hundreds of comments from all over the country, praying for you, I'm praying for you, we're praying for you. Those people don't know these people, but they're praying for them. That's what Jesus asks us to do. When people need help, it doesn't matter if we know them or not, we're supposed to help them. We've had this discussion, I've had a discussion with you individually, oh, I don't know how many times. It, you know, it's one of those catch-22s, you're danged if you don't, and you're danged if you do. If we have somebody come to the church and they need money, and they may be scamming the church, but they may need the money. I have no crystal ball that I can look into and magically say, ooh, this person is real, or ooh, this person is not. My mama raised me, always err on the side of giving. Give to them. God will be pleased if you give to them, and God will take care of them if they're scamming you. It's not about you. It's about them at that point. And God will take care of it later. Don't worry. Err on the side of too much. If a person asks you to fix a meal for so-and-so because they just got home from the hospital, fix two. If you've got extra produce from your gardens, bring it here. Don't just let it rot in your gardens. If you've got extra hugs to give, first of all, I'll take one. But second of all, no, let's make that second of all, I'll take one. First of all, there's a whole lot of people in the hospitals, nursing homes that need them badly. And if you're not ready to go out there, that's fine. If you want to go out there and wear a mask, that's fine. If you've got love to share, but you're kind of timid about sharing it, share it with a child. A child doesn't have a marking system that says, that hug was really good, that arm was really good, that handshake was really good, that toy was really good, that coloring book was really good. That they don't do that stuff. They just take stuff unconditionally and they give it back fivefold. These are your brothers and your sisters. The old ones, the young ones, the ones that are sitting right here. And we as the community of faith are supposed to do more than we're asked. We're supposed to actually even think of things on our own. Hey, novel approach. I know you do. I'm not without knowledge of the things that you people do. Flowers that get delivered. Little cards that go in the mail and cheer somebody up. Offers of help financially when somebody needs it. Produce that lands on somebody's door and nobody knows how it got there. I know. And in that way, I am preaching to the choir. But we all need to be reminded. Our brothers and sisters are watching. And we are watching our brothers and sisters. Not so that we can criticize, be angry, be ugly, but so that we can give more, do more, be more. Show the world that we are Christians, not just by saying it, but by demonstrating it. Let us pray. Almighty God, we want people to know we're Christians. We're not ashamed of that at all. We're proud to be your followers. So help us show the world your love and your compassion so that they will know that we are Christians and so that they will know what good Christians look like. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our hymn of invitation is verses 1 and 3 of "They'll Know We Are Christians by Our Love." Let us stand and sing.